Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area, 8 o'clock Eastern time, and we just had the latest update, and I'll be bringing that to you right now. So the latest information that we have, 110 miles east-northeast of West Palm Beach, 120 mile-an-hour winds, but one of the changes is we have a little bit of movement northwest at 1 mile-an-hour. So we're going to go ahead and look at that here. It looks stationary, but we're really trying to measure it real close. We've got the aircraft out there, and eventually start moving off to the north. Right now, only 1 mile-an-hour, but that's going to speed up with time, and that's going to bring some relief to the conditions over the Bahamas and start impacting the Florida coast and all the way up into the Georgia, the Carolinas with time. So let's look at it. The timing here is what we've been really watching, and let's look at that. By 2 a.m. Wednesday, so tonight, early tomorrow morning, start to move along the Florida coast, right off coast there. So some of those conditions, some of those tropical storm force winds and storm surge could reach the coast, but with time, let's look at this. That's 2 a.m. Thursday, 2 a.m. Friday. So accelerating. So with time, we start accelerating towards the Carolinas and up through Virginia and the Outer Banks as well of North Carolina. Wind field, still have that large wind field around the center, tropical storm force wind. So going to see those rain bands in Florida. You're going to see some winds, some gusty winds and some heavy rain as well. We do have one more update that I do want to bring to you as well. The storm surge being refined as we get new tracks and get new information, constantly refining these numbers for you. So one of the differences, we have an area of 3 to 5 feet. So as you travel up the Florida coast into the Carolinas, some higher storm surge values. But right now, if you look around Melbourne down to West Palm, we do have 3 to 5 foot of storm surge possible. Traveling northward, you get up to Jacksonville area, the Georgia coast, and even into the South Carolina there, we can have 4 to 7 feet. So refining these numbers constantly, and as we start looking at that forecast go forward, and you can see that storm surge within 48 hours will expand this watch northward. So we're having those conversations talking about doing that over the next couple hours and throughout the day today, expanding some of those values. Let's look at some of the other impacts. One of them is rainfall. In Florida, most of the rain is just off the coast, but remember, a little shift in that track, you can see some of those higher values move inland. That's 6 to 10 inches right off the coast, but again, you have some of these rain bands. Any of these areas in Florida could see at times these rain bands producing some quick tropical rains and some gusty winds, and then stretching up through South Carolina and North Carolina right along the coast, and also Virginia to see some of this heavy rain as well. So we're going to look at this. We're going to keep updating this forecast, and we're going to look at the timing of all this, but rain, storm surge, and it looks like we're trying to move this a little further north and provide some of that relief for the Bahamas. So this has been Ken Graham with all the latest updates on Hurricane Dorian right here from the National Hurricane Center.